So this afternoon, I went to a DCM for Key Club. During the event, a girl came up to me, and I forgot to ask her name, but she came up to me and she recognized me, and she asked if I was part of the Teenager Therapy podcast. And I asked, yeah, I was like,
Whoa.
oh, I was like, and then I asked them how she heard about it, and she said she kind of just like came across it. I was like,
Like,
oh, so like I don't know, because I expected her to like say she got it from like someone else, like someone from school, because I mean, you know, word travels around the district, I guess. And so I expected her to say, oh yeah, my friend recommended it to me, but she just came across it, and then she saw me at the DCM looking all ugly. God, I was so I'm so sorry.
Was
I'm
your
so
fit good?
I mean, my fit was like really simple. If you want to know, I was wearing a
Okay.
Tommy. Okay, anyway, so yeah, my fit was casual, but I looked terrible.
Wait, but what? So you were like, yeah, like.
What else did you guys
Oh
talk
yeah, I
about?
forgot. Okay,
Oh my God, you're going off about how bad you look.
okay, so yeah, and then I gave her a hug,
Oh
and I
wow!
just forgot
Wait,
to.
was she taller than you?
No, she was a little. Wait, yeah, she was shorter than me.
Was she R grade?
I don't know. I think she looked like a freshman to me.
Mm.
But if you're not a freshman, I'm really sorry.
She's a
but
senior.
yeah, I forgot to ask. I forgot to ask for her name, and I feel bad.
Right. So then you hugged her, and then
I
what?
hugged her, and she was like, she said, thank you for like, you know, making that podcast, and I was like, oh, of course. And I don't know, because this is probably the first time we got recognized outside of like,
Our school.
yeah, outside of our school. Like some pe like people from school, they come up to us and they say, oh yeah, we listen to your podcast and all that, and like that's already pretty cool. But when someone from another school recognizes us, it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's
That
so
sounds
weird.
Crazy.
And then you were like, okay, bye. Can I have a picture?
Hopefully I wasn't like awkward. If I was awkward, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry I didn't ask for your name, and I'm sorry I was looking terrible today. But
Well,
yeah, I really appreciated it, and I hope I see you at the future DCMs.
that's so cool. It always feels so weird when that happens. Like, have you guys experienced it? No,
No,
right? Oh
no.
my God, no. But Thomas and I were walking. I already told you guys this, but we were walking during a crosswalk to school, and this one girl was like, "Oh, I love your podcast." We're like, "Thank you," and then we like just kept walking. And I don't know, that alone, just the casual, "Oh, I like your podcast," that felt so weird. Now, if someone actually came up to you and was like, "Wait, are you Gael and Thomas?" Like, that would be, it feels weird. It feels really weird.
What if that happens to like Isaac or me or Mark?
Dude, I'm just scared if
I
anyone
can't
asks
leave
for a
the house
picture.
looking
I
ugly.
know. I know. Oh my God.
Oh wait, I forgot to
What?
mention.
What?
Oh no. Okay, so this girl next to her, we were making dog toys and like stress balls and pillows. Anyway, so this girl next to her asked for a balloon, and so I got my balloon and I tossed it to her, but I hit the girl. Like, I'm so
Oh.
sorry. Like, I wasn't trying to hit you. I was trying to pass it to your friend, and like I hit you, and I'm so
Wait, the
sorry.
one that knew who
Yeah,
you
I'm sorry.
we're gonna get
Like,
exposed.
was this after or before?
Before.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah. So I don't know. It was just like, uh-oh.
Retro.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Anyways, if you're listening, hello. Wish we all were there.
You have to join Key Club now.
Yeah, now join Key Club. I'm scared if they ask for a picture because I'm gonna look so bad in that
Oh
picture. Oh
yeah.
my God.
Did you ask for a picture?
Damn. No. And I'm
Good.
glad because I looked really bad.
That is like an actual fear of mine. Like, it's not even a joke. Like, you think I'm joking, I'm not. Like, it's a literal fear. I do think about it, like, oh no, like, oh no, if I get like someone wants to take a picture with me, I'll look oily. My hair is gonna look terrible. Like, this
So
is
what are you
not
gonna do?
okay. I
Decline?
don't know, Kayla. I've been considering wearing makeup to like cover up my blemishes. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm asking to Photoshop
Or ask them to send it to you so you can approve
Yeah, I'll be
it.
like, wait, what's your Instagram so I can send it to you later? I could edit it for you. Anyways, I'm sick and Mark isn't here.
Oh yeah.
So
Oh
this
yeah,
is like
everyone's
double
here.
trouble. I'm sick. Mark isn't here for a second time. sadly, he had some plans with his family, and I'm sick.
I'm sick too.
So you hear me like, or that's why I'll do my best to keep it away from
the mic. So dramatic.
I know. Every time I get sick, I would walk around and then I start coughing and like I'm so dramatic about it and I start like kicking my foot up in the air while coughing because I don't know, it's so dumb. Anyway, the whole James Charles drama happened today.
All right. Not today, but...
Well,
yeah,
the follow-up.
It was uploaded. Yeah, it was uploaded.
The season today. One finale with James Charles' comeback. We just watched his video on it.
His apology. How do you feel about it?
I don't know what to feel. Because afterward, Jeffree Star, he tweeted some things like, oh, he has some sad and disgusting things to show. And I was like, oh my God. Ooh,
some things he thought he would never share.
I know. I was like, so dramatic. But anyways...
It's probably like tweets sympathy. Of James saying like, I want to suck a dick. That's probably all it is.
I have sympathy for James.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously. And
you think he's lying?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
Because like there's so many truth. Sides to the story and then it's just so much.
Why is Jeffree there though?
That's so true.
The thing is like, I don't see why Tati it, like would lie. And then there's all these other stories.
And Shane Dawson was saying things about him, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not hear about that. I heard about Gage. Okay, I heard about Sam.
I may be wrong, but in the text messages, he showed, like, Jeffree was, Tati and James came. I mean, Shane came over and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's 100% true.
Okay, but, like, I feel like Shane just gets involved with every... possible.
It's Jeffree.
Oh, it's both of them, really. But yeah, I don't know who to believe.
Same.
Like, I really don't.
They're manipulating us.
I feel like
they're using us for views.
I feel
to
like
get
they're
money.
Both like wrong, and then I don't know. It's just like they both don't want to own up.
I don't think anyone's so right.
Yeah, no one is right. But like,
who has the worst part of it?
That's
yeah,
true.
Everyone is just trying to find someone to blame.
Yeah, that's canceled culture for you. That is toxic, though. I mean, James did make a few good points about canceled culture. You see how fast everyone's now subscribing to James and unsubscribing
from Tati. I know, they're all
Tati
switching up.
Stuff. Like, they were just making memes about him like a week ago.
The memes are funny.
They are. Yeah, they are. But now everyone's subscribing to him and like, who knows what's going to happen. You know, I'm excited for Jeffree's video because then... Once that happens, people are going to start unsubscribing from James again and subscribing to Jeffree. And it's just so funny. You think cancel culture is toxic?
Yeah,
obviously,
for sure.
But I feel guilty because to some extent, I'm a part of it.
Oh, no.
I think we all are a part of it.
Like when Tati first put the video up about James, I was like, wow, such a horrible person. Yeah. That predator.
That predator.
But then James says this and it's always important to see two sides of the story. So
exactly.
It was eye opening.
It is. I don't think I've ever canceled anyone. Oh my God, I'm a cancel virgin. I can't wait till I tweet he's canceled. Like I've never officially like tweeted that someone's canceled, you know? So I'm excited for that. It's so dumb though how, yeah, you're right. There's always more than one side to the story and people always just flock to whatever's popular. And then until someone starts making more serious threats about hurting themselves or killing themselves, then everyone starts to listen and like change sides and be like, oh no, you guys are so terrible for canceling. And it's just the cycle. Every single time someone gets canceled, they hate on them really badly and they bash on them. And then maybe, a few days later, the person that got canceled says how they're struggling mentally now. And then everyone's back on their side and saying how cancel culture is, like, terrible.
That's true.
That's so true.
They're all part of the problem. I feel so dumb talking about this, though. Like, you know?
I know.
It's like, yeah, but James said this. It's weird because
it's
not, and we refer to them on like a first name basis,
like we're their
like
friends.
We're no yeah like we're their friends and we're
I
like
have their number.
That's so odd. They make so much money though.
Isn't that apology video that James
Tati
that has what 45 million views.
Uh-huh.
Imagine the wealth
money.
Oh my
money.
I can't.
Their revenue.
Yeah, you don't realize how much money they actually make per video. Like when Tati said that.
It's so
much. 2 years ago? Like 2 years ago when James wasn't even that popular, he was already making $2,500 per video. Now imagine now. So much money. That's crazy. Just one video filming gets you like... Imagine just knowing that once you upload this video, you're going to make an extra $50,000.
Oh my
just
God.
Straight up, just that's an extra 50,000 right there, guys. We gotta listen to him and start making YouTube videos. What's in my closet challenge?
Oh no!
You think we should start a YouTube channel so we could like?
Haven't we been talking about making?
We have.
I actually want to make one.
I do too. It is
hard
though.
We're just all busy right now.
It's almost summer.
Yeah, school is ending. Yeah, school ends 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days.
Wow.
Thursday, right?
Yeah. Well, technically five, but like 4 school days because we end Thursday.
We end on the 23rd.
And tomorrow is a Sunday, Kayla.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I just want to be done with school.
I just need to fill all my finals and then I'm done.
And plus, I'm doing a lot of stuff this summer.
Really? Oh, you're going to Japan. Yeah. Do you know the dates yet? Not yet, right?
No. Well, they say it's going to be like June 20th.
June 20th?
Yeah.
It's weird to think that for like 4 weeks from now, you're going to be in Japan. You're going to be standing there.
I was always like, it's half a year away, but now it's a month away. Yeah. 1 month.
It's weird thinking it's about so that. Weird. Where we'll be like 2 days from now. Where we'll be 3 days from now. 10 years from now.
I know.
In 3 weeks, you're going to be in Japan, standing there, doing your whole thing. In a week, I'm going to be, I don't know. When's my birthday? 2 weeks?
June 9th.
June 9th. My birthday's June 9th. So like in 3 weeks, I'll be celebrating my birthday with everyone. I don't know. That's so weird. I'm going on a ramble. I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, I want to make YouTube videos. We all do. Mark especially.
Why do you say him especially?
He wants to make a video podcast, which I want to
do yeah.
too.
That's bold.
Oh, yeah. You're scared of that, aren't you?
I'm not scared of it. You're worried? It's just, no, not even worried. It's just the editing.
Yeah.
For you, Gael, like. I feel it's going to be more.
Is like...
It'll be double.
The podcast itself is already like hard to edit. And we always have to make cuts. And I don't know.
We?
Okay. Mainly me. But...
What?
Wait.
Oh, like making cuts for me.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I meant. Oh, but like that's all.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys realize this, but these podcasts are like heavily edited. A lot of people... say they like how raw and unedited they feel, but they are not that. They are very edited. You can't tell the transitions because clearly I just do such a good job. Wow. But yeah, sometimes it's we have to edit. You know, the last episode we recorded for an hour and we only managed to get 20 minutes out of it. So right now we've been recording for 18 minutes. And it's probably not even going to be at the 12 mark. I don't know. But
yes.
Probably will. Yeah, I think, you know, it's just hard because sometimes we don't know what to say. So we sit in silence for like 5 minutes. And we're like, so? Anyone got something to talk about? And everyone's just like, no.
But yeah, how about you, Gael? Any plans this summer?
Ooh. You see, that might seem like it was a rough cut, but that was natural. What? No, yes, okay. Plans this summer. My grandma from Mexico is coming over, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, when is she coming?
June 7th. Yeah.
Whoa.
So we're going to do a lot of traveling.
Is she cooking for your birthday?
That's what I want to happen. So I told my mom, but I don't know what, though. I don't know what I want. What kind of food? Do I want tamales? Do I want pozole? Do I want carne asada? Like, what do I want?
Everything.
So I've been thinking about it, but I don't know what I want. But no plans for my birth or for summer. Just work. I'm just keep working. I want to read a book a week. Get that done.
How about the internship you applied for?
Oh, I decided not to do it.
What
happened?
Oh, wow. Gael.
So, okay. So, for some context, I applied for this little summer program that was basically about business and developing a product. And then you got to have a mentor and work with people to develop your own product and idea and turn it into a reality. Something like that. It sounded pretty cool. And I applied. And they said they wanted me to go for an interview and stuff, but I decided not to do it because I just felt that I don't know, I wasn't that interested in it anymore. I was kind of like, do I really want to do this? It doesn't seem, because I was confused on what the program actually was. I didn't know if it was your own thing or if it was making a cookie.
It was making a cookie.
I think it was making
a kind of cookie.
Wait, are you talking about the school one?
Yeah.
Oh, all you were doing was you were going to pitch ideas on a type of cookie.
Yeah, pretty sure that's all I was doing.
Yeah, they told me.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to sign up and then they were like, you're going to decide on a flavor of a cookie with like a bunch of like the business people over there. You're just deciding the flavor of a cookie.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, I was like,
you're about to get
I want it sweet.
Yeah, I was going to get So I just said, I don't know if I really want to do this because it was 3 weeks almost every day, I think.
The drive there is
far. They don't give you transportation?
No.
They don't provide any transportation. Yeah, so it was far and it was 3 weeks, 2 weeks every day. So I decided not to do it. I was like, sorry, can't do it, can't go in. So they were like, okay, thank you for your time. But yes, so I'm not doing that anymore. But Thomas, you're going to some lake, right?
Lake Tahoe. And I hope Kayla comes with me. If not...
I'm hoping to. Okay, anyway. It seems so much fun.
Yeah, you think you're going to go?
I don't know. I haven't asked, but I'm waiting to get my parents in a good mood, and then I'll ask.
In the best mood.
Exactly.
Very good.
When they're eating or something.
Yeah, when they're eating, they're happy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Yes.
So my family and a bunch of other relatives are going to Lake Tahoe. We rented out a really big cabin over there. And I mean, yeah, we're going to stay there for 2 weeks. And then I invited Kayla and we're just going to wait for her parents' response. But yeah, it's going to be fun. There's a lot of activities there. Last time I went was like when I was really small.
And small.
Yeah, well, I was really small and young. So I didn't really get to experience that much. All I remember from the trip is that there was like a bear right in front of our cabin. But no worries, Kayla. No worries. Yeah. I mean, just like Tahoe, I'm going to Kata and ASB camp, which is... Okay, so ASB camp is, I mean, just a camp where all the districts ASB goes to Chapman University for. And then Kata is just for the executive. But, like, they invited me to go, so, like, why not? So, I'm going to that.
I was about to make another Roach joke, but I kind of overplayed those.
Uh-huh. But, I mean... Anyway, so but other than that, I'm no like set plans.
I hope we all get to hang out.
Same.
Right? Like I have a feeling it's gonna turn into I'm busy.
Because this is the first summer that we've all known each other.
Yeah, it is.
So
I'm excited.
We'll see.
Sorry guys, I'm busy. Me too. You guys have gear up, don't you? Don't you have that summer?
But that's program? Just during the more. It starts in the morning ends by like 2. Okay. So it should be fine.
I'm cool with that.
When I was younger, I always wanted to have my own little library at home. And I always planned out that I would have a bookshelf. And I would have a lot of little cute books. And I was going to order them alphabetically and label them. Put B, C, A, B, C, D.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my Kayla.
Literally. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, I had the exact same thing. I would literally buy books. I would make my dad buy books because I would envision my future.
I know.
I'd be like, okay, they're going to go on my bookshelf.
You know what I imagine? I imagine myself as Belle from Beauty and the Beast in her huge bookshelf, and I thought, this is going to be me with my Cat in the Hat books.
Now they're just collecting dust.
Yeah. Did you read the books you bought?
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Yes, of course.
You didn't just buy it for your collection?
No. I would actually read them. Just once, though. So.
Oh, look, Thomas is back. But yeah, I would always envision it. I always knew I wanted to have my own little library. But I just never did it. And now I'm finally starting to do it. So
I'm
far.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Fulfilling our dream.
Hard dream. Kayla, I'm doing it for you, too. I'm slowly filling up my library. I'm reading all the books. And someday, I just want to have a big bookshelf just filled with lots and lots of books, hundreds of books, and just know I read all of them.
You know,
what?
When I was younger, I would go to the Ann Public Library, and I would literally check out so many books. I'm not joking. I would get so many books. For what reason? I don't know, because I didn't read half of them. I was so optimistic. I was like, I'm going to read one every 2 days. Like, I
want- were they like big books?
They were like...
I can imagine it.
Yeah, I like Judy Blume or those types of books. Mm-hmm. I was so excited to get them. I don't know why I chose so many.
It was exciting having that many books.
It was.
I would do the same. I would just go find cooking books. I would get like 3 cooking books, 5 nature books, Guinness World Record book, and I would just stack it, check them all out, and then just put them under my bed.
Me too. I would just have them to admire or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I felt really smart having that. Isaac, did you ever envision your library?
Yeah, I'd always get, there was a, this bus would come, and it was from the Anaheim Public Library.
Right.
And I would check out so many books.
Wait, a bus?
Yeah. It was a bus with books, and it always came every week.
Oh, wow.
I know. And you could just get anything you want, and I'd always get them.
To check it out or to have?
To check it out. You can't have them. Right.
Okay, well, maybe. Dude, I don't know. Just something about buying a lot of books and just holding them is so cool.
It was very satisfying.
It is. Have you ever been to a bookstore?
Barnes & Noble's.
Yes. I love Barnes & Noble's. I love it.
Yes.
So good. Oh, my God. Just seeing that many books all new makes me want to buy them all. I love hardcover books, though.
Me too. Yeah, yes. It's just something about having it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like the...
The soft paper cover.
Floppy.
Soft cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like hardcover books. Those are satisfying. Anyways, for announcements. Announcements. Buy our beanie at teenagetherapy.com. That's the best way to support us. And are there any other announcements you guys have?
No.
No? Okay. No. Well... If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell one friend about it. Just one friend, because that helps a lot.
But what if they want to recommend it to more than one
friend? Yeah, then you are incredible. I mean, if you recommend it to more than one person, okay, like just recommending it to one, like, wow, that is, you're a hero. But more than one, I mean, that's crazy. That's insane. Like, you're literally an angel. I don't know how you do it, but... Your aspiration and your persistence and your confidence will take you very far in life, and you continue to set the bar higher every single time. So tell a friend.
I feel like Michelle Obama said that.
She did.
She did?
She did.
Did she actually?
She was like, girl, you have done it again. You have continued to set the bar higher. It's so funny. Okay, anyways, we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.